Bernie Sanders says it will be a real pleasure defeating Trump. By Hannah Blow on October 4, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Thursday evening tweeted a message to President Trump, telling him that it will be a real pleasure defeating him in 2020. "It's going to be a real pleasure defeating you," Sanders wrote in response to a Trump tweet, describing far-left squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, as a whack job. Trump's tweet came in response to a viral clip of a town hall attendee telling the socialist lawmaker that we must eat the babies to save the planet from climate change. The extremist, anti-Semitic La Rouche PAC leader claimed responsibility for the prank. Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez have been more vocal about their support of one another in recent days. The two were spotted dining together at the Penny Clues Cafe in Burlington, Vermont, last Saturday. They were joined by Sanders' wife, Jane, as well as his campaign manager, Faiz Shakir. Days later, Ocasio-Cortez defended Sanders' call to eliminate the existence of billionaires. "Billionaires should not exist does not mean certain people should not exist," she tweeted. "It means no person should have $1 billion. She added that the ascent of billionaires is a symptom and outcome of an immoral system. The freshman lawmaker has yet to officially endorse a Democrat candidate, but she told CNN in May that the Democrat Party needed a candidate who has a coherent worldview and logic from which all these policy proposals are coming forward, and cited both Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Sanders, who is in third place with 16.8% support, as the current Real Clear Politics average indicates, is recovering from an emergency heart procedure following reports of chest discomfort during a campaign stop on Tuesday. Doctors successfully inserted two stents to address the arterial blockage. Sanders' wife Jane said he is recovering, talking with us about policies, and joking with doctors and nurses. He plans on participating in the October 15 debate at Otterbein University in Westerville, Ohio.